This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A large glacier near Seattle has completely disappeared, says the researcher who has tracked it for years. The Hinman Glacier, nestled between the snowy ranges of Mount Rainier and Glacier Peak in Washington State, has disappeared after existing full of ice and snowpack for thousands of years. Hinman Glacier was the largest in the region, according to Maury Pelto, a glaciologist with Nichols College. It's not just the Northern Cascades that are losing ice. Researchers recently found that up to half of the planet's glaciers could be lost by the end of the century, even if the world's ambitious global climate targets, including phasing out fossil fuels, are met. To paint a picture of Hinman's retreat, experts say an unofficially named Hinman Lake has replaced the former glacier, which contains traces of relict ice masses. The lake has filled from glacier melt. Roughly 50 miles east of Seattle, deep in the Alpine Lakes wilderness, Hinman and its neighboring glaciers have been critical to the Pacific Northwest's salmon population, as well as other aquatic species. During the warmest and driest periods, Hinman fed the Skykomish River with a considerable amount of cool glacier runoff, but as the climate crisis advanced, the flow dropped significantly. This decline in summer stream flow from the glaciers and warming fresh water reduces not only the salmon's quality of life, but also that of people who rely on the river. Since the 1950s, the primary glaciers that fed the Skykomish River Basin have lost about 55% of their surface area. Last year, Pelto and his team measured the Columbia Glacier and found that it was declined in area by 25%, the Foss Glacier by 70%, the Lynch Glacier by 40%, and Hinman Glacier by 95%. In Roosevelt County, Montana, a judge has removed the county attorney because he was not a resident when he ran for office. A new election will take place. The county attorney was unseated when the publisher of the Northern Plains Independent, Darla Downs, took on the election of now former Roosevelt County attorney Frank Picos. She couldn't afford an attorney, so she filed a lawsuit pro se, or on her own. In a court hearing that took the judge just minutes to decide after both parties presented their cases, the Roosevelt County judge ruled that Picos was not a resident of the county when he ran for election in 2022, and therefore was ineligible for the office. She also ordered a new special election. The former county attorney Picos had testified that he had rental property in St. Marie in Valley County, spent time with his girlfriend in Billings, that's Yellowstone County, but considered Wolf Point and Roosevelt County his home. He had used an address in Culbertson to get on the voting rolls, but records show he did not vote in the 2022 election there. The Roosevelt County clerk and recorder had canceled Picos's voter registration because he didn't have a residence. Roosevelt County is in the far northeast corner of Montana. It encompasses an area of 2,400 square miles and has a population of just over 10,000 people. Wolf Point is the county seat. The county also includes the small towns of Culbertson, Freud, Bainville, and Brockton. A 6-year-old boy in Michigan playing with his dad's smartphone ordered more than $1,000 worth of food on Grubhub last weekend. 6-year-old Mason Stonehouse was playing on his dad's phone before bedtime. Then food started coming to the Chesterfield Township family's home near Detroit around 9 p.m. Saturday night, and it kept coming. The Stonehouse family's Ring camera footage shows delivery after delivery coming to the door. Mason's dad, Keith, was bewildered until he figured out what had happened. It finally clicked with him that he had let his son use his phone earlier that night and that Mason had been, quote, going to town with the Grubhub app. 6-year-old Mason ordered basically every food that ever existed. So much food was ordered that Keith's bank sent him a fraud alert declining a $400 order of pizza. His father tried calling the restaurants to stop the orders once he figured out what had happened, but they told him to contact Grubhub. The leftover food was shared with neighbors and eaten as leftovers. The dad, Keith, said, "While all of the food was being delivered and I figured out what happened, I went to talk to Mason about what he did, and this is the only part that makes me laugh. I was trying to explain to him that this wasn't good, and he puts his hands up and stops me and says, 'Dad, did the pepperoni pizzas come yet?' I had to walk out of the room. I didn't know if I should get mad or laugh," Keith said. Mason's parents said it will take some time before he gets his phone privileges back. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.